You've already covered left turns and the hazard routine, so you'll use the same routine to turn right, but this time you need to make sure it's safe to turn right in front of oncoming traffic. So when you're asked to take the next road on the right, you look ahead to identify the turning. You're looking for clues to tell you where the junction is, like gaps in houses or hedges, following the shape of the curb, give way lines, or other road users who may be turning in or out of the junction. Once you've found the junction, then you can start to follow the hazard routine, which is mirrors, signal, position, speed, look. Mirrors, check your middle and right door mirror. You want to know what's behind you and if anything's overtaking you. Signal right in good time. Position, if it's safe, move your car to the right of your lane, close to the centre lines, so that your right wheels are very close to the centre lines. This lets other vehicles pass you on the left, and it also helps road users know what you're about to do. Your road position is a signal. Speed. Reduce your speed to a speed that's suitable for the turn, and then select your gear. It's going to be first or second gear. And then look. Look well ahead for gaps in the approaching traffic. Watch out especially for cyclists and motorcyclists. They're smaller and harder to see. Always think, what can't I see? Look well ahead to check no one's overtaking the oncoming traffic. Look into the new road. Is it safe to turn into? Are there any parked cars? Are pedestrians crossing the road? And then just before you start to steer, check your right door mirror again. Make sure no one's overtaking you. And then once you're in the new road, and before you speed up, check your middle and right door mirrors. You're checking that it's safe to speed up and no one's overtaking you. Let's talk about when it's safe to turn. When you're turning right, you need to work out if it's safe to turn in front of oncoming traffic. You need to consider the cars that are coming towards you, how far away they are, how fast they're travelling. Are you going to move away uphill or downhill? If you're going to move away uphill, it's going to be harder for you to move and you might be slower. To help with making this decision, I want you to think about walking across a road. You've done that lots of times before, haven't you? You've walked across the road. You know when it's safe to walk across the road. So we're going to use the walk across, drive across rule. What this means is if you are sat waiting to turn right and there's a car coming towards you, but it's quite far away, so you think, yes, I would be happy to walk across the road all the way from one curb to the other curb. If you would be happy to walk all the way across the road, then you've probably got time to drive across the road. This, of course, depends. It depends on whether you're prepared to move away. Have you got the gas and the bite set? It depends on moving as soon as you make the decision. So once you know it's safe, you need to get going. Don't wait a couple of seconds because then it might not be safe anymore. When you are turning right, it's important that you don't make any other road users stop, slow down, or swerve. And you need to choose a safe time to start steering. If you steer too early, you'll cut across into the other lane. If you steer too late, you possibly hit the curb. Remember, it doesn't matter if you miss a turn or you go the wrong way in your driving lessons or your driving test. The safe thing to do is simply drive past the junction and your driving instructor or the examiner will simply redirect you. It's not a driving fault to go the wrong way, so don't worry about it.